Yeah, the great man joins us, the skipper of the Adelaide Crows. Great to see you, Tex.
Geez, it's been a couple of times in the last few weeks, boys.
I'm loving it.
I can't get enough
mate.
Of you.
Nah, I love
Louis.
To have you on board.
Even though we'll be enemies come Friday night, and there's a wager on which we'll explain to you a little bit later on that Jars wants to put some mayonnaise on. Mate, don't get around him too much. Talk about getting ahead of yourself. He is talking flags.
Confident.
And big wins on Friday night.
Good.
Hey, 150th game on Friday night.
Yeah.
It's gone quick, hasn't it? 150 games, and they're quality games too.
If you said 10 years ago that I'll let you play 150 games for the club that I barracked for when I was a little kid, Jars, I'd definitely say, yes, I'll take those. But, it's certainly been an incredible journey so far, one that I've thoroughly enjoyed, and I'll continue to join.
Well done. Well done.
Can I talk the politics of footy just for one moment? Have we gone too far with the overcorrection, with punching, with Redpath getting three? Are you guys almost in disbelief as to where we've gotten to? I know you've got to be careful.
I just can't believe it.
How could Redpath go in to appeal something that he got 2 weeks for to try and get it down to one, walks out with a 3-match suspension? Tex, I'm glad the players are starting to make some noise to the AFL.
You just have to be careful as a player. You can't say too much. But the fact that people are so frustrated, I reckon... That says
that's not a 3-week suspension, what he did to Phil Davis. That happens every day in grassroots footy.
He can't say,
sorry, mate. I shouldn't have done that.
Friday night, you must be jumping out of your skin. You're all good, body-wise, all good. We saw you disappear down the tunnel. Was that just a little precautionary number the other night?
Ambrose thought he'd just sit on me back foot and put his whole 100 kilos through it. But he's probably not 100, might be 90, but... Yeah, all good, mate. Ready to go.
Tex, where do you think the game will be won tomorrow night?
Oh, they're a highly contested side, and so are we. So it's going to be like that the whole night. And I think it's just going to be the opportunities that you get, whichever team can take those and make the most of them. They've got some firepower up forward, but our backs are in great form.
Absolutely. They concede a lot of inside 50s, eh?
They do, yeah, the way they play.
Where we rebound from.
Good luck,
Louis.
Where
we rebound from.
Good luck. We won't allow them to rebound.
With your press.
So they'll give us a chance.
Yeah, they do. Look, what I think you would be most excited is you're going to get an early taste of September because they play that finals-like style of footy. You guys are up and about, sell out, I think, massive crowd. Mm. It's going to be every part just like a final.
Yeah, well, I think if you look back about 3 or 4 weeks ago when we played Geelong, it was similar to that.
Yep.
And we've been in great form. It's been really contested against Melbourne, teams like that. So we're in great form. We're ready for the challenge.
Coach is a bit prickly at the moment with a few other people suggesting they'd like Charlie Cameron in their side.
So he should be.
it's good, isn't it?
I agree with him. I thought it was great what Poggy said. I think it's out of school that if you think it's okay to talk about contracted players.
I totally agreed with. Geez, don't try and put rut between me and Texan right now.
I'm sitting next to each other.
There is enough going on Friday night. He's doing his very best right now because I know how the MRP works. I could get him done for two just with a tap.
What for?
I could just pinch him. He could whack me high.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't get up.
We're filming this and it would go up. And you know what the AFL like? They like to be in control of everything. They'd say, Tex, you're getting 2 weeks of it in a radio host. That is it.
You would have whacked a few back in the day when you were playing.
No. I was very fair.
Well, you would have got whacked a couple of times, I reckon.
Oh, because I had the ball in my hand all the time, Tex. The arc I was just creating.
The only time he got whacked is when he whacked himself.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing, Tex. This is my history at the tribunal.
Come on, buddy. Right.
One, I hit Nathan Burke in the head with my left arm when I'd hurt a shoulder after a shoulder op. I'd come back in a long sleeve at Moorabbin and he had a helmet on. Mm. And I got a week because the boundary umpire lagged me in.
Wow.
Second one, I got done for tripping a guy called Lynch out of Geelong because I got sick of chasing him to the wing. So I put my foot in between his two legs. He tripped himself up.
Right.
I got a week for that.
That's dirty.
And the other one was I was going back with the flight at the MCG one day and I got done for charging on Glenn Lovett. So whenever I do sport as you go, you're looking at one of the toughest blokes to play. It's embarrassing, Texan.
I was similar. When I was under Craigie, he wouldn't play me because I didn't tackle and defensive pressure. So I thought I'd tackle and I think I dumped Harry Taylor. Concussed. I got 2 weeks. And then Stephen Morris as well, and I got 3 weeks. So I thought, stuff this, I'm not tackling anymore.
He's retired from football too, Craig, end of the year.
I did see that.
After 40-odd years in the
good
game.
Good on him. He's given a lot to this great game.
Yeah, and footy club.
Sloane's okay. We had him in yesterday. He was all about how he pulled up today. All good.
He was good today.
So everyone trained well today?
Everyone train well.
Oh, ready Jesus, Tex. Yeah.
I'm heading down to see my boys tonight. I got a dossier.
Where are they training?
They're having a run as we speak.
Adelaide Oval.
No.
Oh,
but
no.
But it couldn't be at Adelaide Oval.
They're not on Adelaide Oval.
So where are they?
I'm going to tell you.
Tex.
They're just having a little hit out. They flew into town
today.
You're
giving them info, aren't you? You're giving...
If you'd let me talk, I was about to tell Tex, I'm going down, I've got the dossier.
Here we go.
On all the weak links at the Adelaide Crows.
There wouldn't be many.
Wouldn't be any.
What have I got under Walker?
Yeah.
What would you have?
Star.
If they said.
Skipper.
What have you got for Walker?
I would
say.
Yeah,
go on. What have you got?
You know what I'd say? Great bloke. In fact, engage him. Talk to him. Get his mind off it. Challenge him. Talk to him about everything else that's going on. It's tough being a skipper, keeping everyone in line.
What would you say?
Do you want to have a beer afterwards?
What's Eddie Betts?
Eddie Betts. Here we go. All right. This is what I'll say to Nick Smith, who will obviously play on him.
All right. Here we go.
And Nick knows this. We all know we can fit three people in Eddie's shorts. Sure. So just get in there early. You'll be okay. He'll take you everywhere. Yeah. He won't even know you're there.
You know what I'd say? Don't let him go near the boundary line.
Yeah. He loves the boundary line, doesn't he?
I'd be standing boundary side all day on it.
I would.
I'd give him 15 metres on it. Anyone else you want me to talk to?
No. Sloan? I want to talk about the bet.
You know what I'd say about Sloan? Oh. I'd say Sloan.
Oh, dear.
He's carried a heavy load, a heavy burden all year. He's a little fatigued. He's got a sore knee. In fact, the best way to get Sloan is just do a bit of body work because he thinks he can fight and wrestle, but he can't. We know that, don't we?
No.
The Crouch boys told me that.
Crouch boys are after you too.
Me?
Yeah. I've got a text.
That's right.
Night.
I told the boys. Say hello to the sisters.
That's what he calls them.
The sisters. Yeah. Oh.
Come on, build him one.
Playing with fire there with those two.
Hey, look, I'm just doing entertainment purposes here right now. We've got to take a break.
Okay.
Or a song.
You've got to do the bet.
We're going to take a break, Tex, and then we're going to talk to you about our bet, Jars and I, we've got going. And Jars wants to up at 11. I reckon you're the bloke that can help us with
right
that.
Right.
Stick around. Tex is with us on the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. All right, our very special guest is the big Texan, Taylor Walker, head of game number 150. Tex, just quickly, you got a favourite game, do you? Do you have a favourite one out of all of them so far?
Favourite game. Oh.
150. Any finals?
Jars has got about 110.
Oh, no.
Is that how many did you end up
with? 110. But I got asked to leave.
It's not about you.
What was that?
Oh, I don't know. There's another story I'll tell you one day over a froth.
Oh, the first one's always your most memorable.
Yep.
And then probably your milestones, and then finals are great ones. And I love playing showdowns. I love them.
Oh, great. Well, they love you.
We know you're aware of this. Port Adelaide weren't. Obviously, game 150 means you don't go upstairs. Love it's just shoulder. A little...
It's a golf
little,
clap.
Little golf clap off.
Yeah.
Yep.
See? I'm all for just walking off it.
Very nice. Very nicely done. How is the vibe down there? Because like we said earlier, it is a big game and you've had a couple of recent times. Is everybody gearing up? I mean, you've had a bit of external noise. None of that getting through at all?
Not at all. I think we're really good at that. We're such a mature group now that the outside noise doesn't really affect us. And we've had a great week on the track. So we're looking forward to it's going to be cracker. I can't wait. Really contested and it's going to be who can do it for the longest.
Well, it's a bit tasty in here as well. And Juice, you better tell Tex what we've got in mind.
Okay, so we've got a bet going on at the moment and the bet will be at this stage, whoever loses has to wear the club jumper of the opposition. So if, say for instance, we knock off the Swans, which is what will happen, Louis has to wear an Adelaide Crows jumper from Monday to Friday all day for the next 5 days.
And what happens if you catch him not wearing it?
Well, then that is a great question.
That's an MRP thing. And given what great...
Can I be the MRP?
You are in control now. What shall it be then? What's the penalty?
Hang on.
When do we take it off?
Allow me to explain to Tex. She's a Monday to Friday type thing.
Right.
So at the end of the show on Friday, so 5:30 next Friday night when we wrap, that's when it comes off.
Right.
But it has to be on. Like I've got to do 7 on a Thursday. It'll be under my suit. You'll see it. Yep. Out there at 7. I said to Jazz, if you're making love to your partner, it's going to stay on.
Okay.
All right. All that sort of stuff.
I'm happy.
When Jazz is doing Downward Dog on his balcony down there at Henley in the morning.
I have to wear it.
He's got to
wear it. We've got a Cosmic Yoga, I'll wear it.
When I'm having coffee at Tel Henry, I'm there and everybody's seeing, you know that I'm a mad Swans man, I'll be in the tricolour of the Crows.
Lovely.
It's everywhere. But Numbnuts here wants to go up a notch. He reckons that's not enough.
I want more. I want more. More. Greed is good.
This is how confident he is, Texan.
So what's the more? What's it look like, Jars? Or is that what you want me to come up with?
Well, if you've got an idea.
He wants to run. Let him run this one by a text.
I would like. If so, if Louis loses the bet.
Oh, I love how you're talking in the fact that I'll be losing.
Louis then has to get his hair bleached blonde.
Like the rat.
And he has to have it
what
on.
What do you have to do? Get,
well, I'll have to have a hairpiece for a week.
Not a week.
Now,
text, I'm all for that.
Not a wig, but an actual glued down hair piece.
Have you got anyone out there that's happy to give a hair piece?
Well, we're not going to be short of offers.
The machine is in gear. The key,
so example,
key to
it could be like Donald Trump, that type of look.
Wow.
We've got we may have to go to the family tomorrow.
If you're happy with that, we can sign off on it. Then tomorrow we can go to the family with the style of hairpiece. It might be the comb over Kevin Bartlett.
No, I reckon we give him the frullet, who's that New Zealand, was he rugby player?
Jonah Lomu,
the little frullet just in the front.
He was great.
That's not bad.
But if Louis's going to have his hair bleached blonde.
Here we go. Look at the conditions coming out now, Hazy.
Right, and he has to just get it done first thing Monday morning.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to wear a cap or the cap's got to come off? Because he loves his cap. Look at
you always do wear caps. So
that's got to come off, Tech, surely.
Ooh.
You're the MRP. You got to make
a
decision.
I'd leave that up. No caps, because then if you got a little hair piece.
Well, I can't wear a cap.
No caps.
What, Mr. Crimsafe?
No caps for the week. Surely you can go without a hat for a week.
Surely, Luke.
As I've explained.
Come on.
As I've explained to smarter minds than you, Jarman, I will have to appear on Channel 7 with the peroxide.
Just a little 3-minute gig.
Rat style.
Yeah.
So what do we get, 150,000 people watching that?
150, do we?
We do.
How many listen to one?
Yeah, about that. Crow's jumper on as well.
Yeah.
So basically I'm going to a national state audience.
Will you keep your job at Channel 7? This is...
That's what I mean. I'm putting all... I haven't even ran it by the people at 7 yet.
Just say it's a midlife crisis.
Brilliant.
I need a sports car. Can you help me?
Well, that's just a start. So there could be some more.
Can I be the MRP if I catch any of you not wearing your jersey?
Absolutely. You can have a think about it.
And see, here's my concern. That the beach whale over here
I'm a beach whale.
Won't venture out much. You know what he's like.
No, I always venture out. I walk the dogs, Maz and I go for strolls.
Tex, you know what he's like. Always just out trying to show everybody who he is.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Doing sprints down at Henley Oval, trying to bail up Bradley Ebert for a touch session. You won't do any of that. I know what you're like.
I mean, I'll even get the boys over for... Oh, no, I better not do that one.
Here we go.
All right, so you are the MRP.
That's a start.
If the family call in and catch you, either of you, without your Guernsey on, will probably be you, Louis.
Oh, mate, I'll be wearing it.
Surely there's a 6 a.m. jump off the end of the jetty.
Absolutely.
Swim back in.
Oh,
I like it.
Yep. See, brilliant.
I like it.
Brilliant.
You know what I'm going to do for you?
Brilliant.
As a personal favourite to you, Texan,
yeah.
If you guys get up and win, unfortunately, if you do, and I don't think it's going to happen, my first post on social media will be... And your brother will know all about this, being a good country footballer, Eden.
Yeah.
I will do the traditional through the legs with your jumper. Oh. Just getting it ready. Nobody said how
don't
I had to
you
treat
dare.
It. Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
Disrespectful to our great jumper.
Just dry my plums.
Hey, good luck tomorrow night, mate.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, and mate, all the best. It's going to be a ripping game of footy.
No, he's not going anywhere. You know why? Because I want to talk to his brother, Ayrton, because he actually barracks for Sydney.
He is.
Ayrton,
he's
get
a
up
Swans
on
man.
Microphone.
No,
come up here.
Yep. No, he's shy.
My brother's come down with the boys and got Lakin and little
Yeah, get
Nixon
him.
Here.
Get your little...
Lakin, can you speak into that? Say good day.
G'day.
G'day.
Give me a go, Swans.
Go, Swans.
No, Crows, boy. Stitch up.
How many goals are we going to win by tomorrow night, Lakin? 5?
Yes.
Good
boy. Okay. All right. Good boy. On a serious note, good luck, mate. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, boys.
On a private and personal level, geez, I hope you get beaten. And I hope you... And I can't wait to see...
I'm going to go and hug Tex.
Fat Boy Banana in a hairpiece that doesn't come off. Tex, I think it's got to be more than the Jonah Lomu, because when the breeze gets up at Henley, it needs to be going everywhere.
That's for your length then.
Yeah. All right.
See you,
boys.
Congrats, game number 150. Good luck Friday night. Tex Walker, the skipper of the Adelaide Crows, has been our very special guest on Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.